headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie, Megan and Joe with your ADM's headlines.
In local news, a large tree branch has fell on a mother and child in Goyot Park last night, requiring emergency service to attend the scene. A weekly community dinner run by MPs Elizabeth Watson Brown and Michael Berkman was held nearby, with attendees rushing to aid the pair and removing the tree branch. Both mother and child, aged 29 and 8, were taken by ambulance to the hospital in a stable condition. Both are being treated for head and limb injuries.
Pauline Hanson's One Nation may be en route to lose its legal status in Queensland after it was revealed on Wednesday that the party had failed to produce mandatory financial statements over the last 3 years. The party submitted overdue annual returns but failed to provide the required audited financial statements. Queensland's Office of Fair Trading has allowed One Nation until August 18 to present the statements. A spokesperson for the party said that they are complying with the office's requirements.
In national news, data compiled by Homelessness Australia has revealed an explosion of Airbnbs in New South Wales has led to a long-term accommodation crisis throughout the state. RealEstate.com listings for short-term accommodation nearly broke 50,000 listings in the first quarter of the year, more than double that of the amount of long-term rentals on the site. Dom Rowe, CEO of Homelessness Queensland, said, quote, "There's been an explosion of short-term rental accommodation at the same time as we've seen an explosion of homelessness crisis."
Women with breast cancer and endometriosis will have free and continued health life-saving drug Zoldax. Revealed to the ABC in June, AstraZeneca, makers behind breast cancer and endometriosis medication, Gosserline, a 3.6 milligrams implant, told ABC it will pull both from PBS and private market in November. AstraZeneca said Australian price for this product sold to Zoldex was too low, making it unstable to supply the medicine on PBS. This move triggered criticism, leading to a change.org petition calling for urgent action, gathering more than 42,000 signatures within weeks. Initially, AstraZeneca promised 6 months access to the program to provide medication for free to those without alternative treatments. It has since announced that it would simply supply the medication indefinitely to those whose doctors determine there is no other suitable options.
In international news, Japan's southwestern Kyushu region has had more than 100 aftershocks since it was struck on Tuesday by a powerful earthquake, which caused the death of at least 13 people. One resident, Hiroko Ogata, said, quote, "All of a sudden, there was a big jolt, and I was surprised and scared. I have lived here for 75 years, but I have never experienced such a big quake." Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi warned it was, quote, "truly a race against time to rescue those trapped. Thousands are in evacuation centers, and many are without power." The Japan Meteorological Agency is urging residents to be alert for the possibility of strong aftershocks.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 12 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook by head to 4zz.org.au.